Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We'll be right back. Alrighty, folks. Well, the gods of radio, where hopefully you're still there. apparently, we're not going to be eligible for a Golden Globe today. And I know, Helen, are you still there?
Yes.
Great. Sorry to make you wait for a moment, but you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hello.
Hi. I've got a belated Christmas season question for you. And it is, should I let my daughter know that I found out by accident that she regifted a handmade ornament that I gave her and her family?
You mean she gave it to somebody else?
She gave it to her sister-in-law.
Of course not. First of all, a gift is a gift. What she decides to do with it is up to her. If I gave you a painting that you really liked and someone came over to your house and said, wow, Helen, that's a really great painting. And you said, well, you know, I really like it, but why don't, you know, listen, if you really like it, of course not. A gift is hers to do with as she wishes.
Okay. Well, that relieves my burden then. Geez,
absolutely.
I'm surprised it's that simple.
It is that simple. A gift,
okay,
is,
good,
a gift is
good.
A gift.
Because, excuse me?
I said a gift is a gift. Once you've given it, it's out of your hands.
Once it's given, it's gone, and it's not my concern anymore.
Not at all.
Okay, well, whew. That was easy, and I hope that whatever the gods of radio are doing bad for you today, that they stop.
Well, I think we just, you know, when in doubt, first of all, my poor engineer said, and I could hear him, he couldn't hear me, and he made the dreadful mistake of saying to somebody, she's not very technologically savvy, and I said, if you're going to say stuff like that, at least make sure I can't hear it. Because I fixed the problem and have been fixing the problems all along. So there.
Number one, you fixed mine, so I appreciate that.
And when in doubt, reboot. But a gift is a gift. Once it's out of your hands, all somebody has to do is say thank you, and what they do with it past that, no problem.
Let it go.
Good.
Okay, can do. And have a wonderful day.
Thank you, ma'am. You as well.
Bye-bye.
855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm here. We're getting it on, and as I am actually fairly technologically savvy. But it's not even I'm technologically savvy, which I sort of am. But I'm technologically completely fearless. When in doubt, the first thing I always do, you always check the power source, right? That's number one. Number two, when in doubt, reboot. I think it's true not only with technology, I think it's true in life. I think it's true. Whenever, you know, whenever something goes wrong, when in doubt, check the power, and then
you
can start worrying about things.
All righty.
So how many of us watched the Golden Globes last night? Manny, you didn't, right?
Three guys have created an outrageously comfortable...
All right, we're going to go to break right now. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
...nights to sleep on it. Totally risk-free. If you don't love this mattress, Casper will pick it up in-home and refund you for everything. No hassles. The holidays are here, and you deserve the gift of a great night's sleep. That's what you get on a Casper mattress, and the only place to get this mattress is at Casper.com. You're going to love it, getting the best night's sleep you've ever had. Hey, don't get ripped off with a store-bought mattress that'll set you back a few $1,000s. Every size Casper mattress is totally affordable. Try your Casper mattress for 100 nights risk-free with free shipping and returns from Casper.com. For an exclusive offer, use my referral code, Dr. Joy, to get $50 off toward the purchase of your Casper. Casper.com, code Dr. Joy.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, so the Golden Globes were last night. You know, it's really, the Tonys are by far and away my favorite show because they have live performances of the nominated plays. So that's the most fun. But the Golden Globes, first of all, it ended 11:03, which is 3 minutes late, right? Actually, it's about 4 or 5 minutes late because they're supposed to break either right at 11 or a minute or two before 11, depending on whatever the schedule is. But 3 minutes isn't bad. as opposed to the Oscars that go like 48 minutes or 3 days late or something like that. They really did limit the speeches. There were a number of surprises. It was not the stuff, hopefully, that, as you know, I vote on the Critics' Choice, and hopefully I think the Golden Globes is always kind of the crapshoot because it's the Hollywood Foreign Press. And as Wes Anderson said in his acceptance speech for Best Comedy, which was the Grand Budapest Hotel, is he said, I could thank all these people, you know, Rafe and whatever, but I'd rather thank Bjorg and Harika. And, I mean, he read all the names of the foreign press. So it's always a somewhat nutty kind of show. And everybody's been drinking, as opposed to most of the award shows where they don't do the drinking until afterward. And Tina and Amy were adorable. Apparently this is their last. They decided they're not going to do it next year, although I'll bet you they get talked into it. But they really did a nice job, and everybody was terrified that because they couldn't get fired, that they were just going to let loose, which they kind of did. But they made some. There were a couple of sort of shockingly, there was a reference to Bill Cosby that was a little shocking, but. What are you going to do? All right, in case you missed it, I'll just give you a quick recap. Best Motion Picture was Boyhood, which a lot of people liked. I don't think it was the best movie of the year, but listen, it gave actors jobs for 12 years. So you can see SAG will probably give it to the Best Picture, too, because how seductive is that? I get a job, I'll be employed for the next 12 years. I mean, every actor's got to love that. And let me also mention something else. The nominees were Boyhood, Foxcatcher, Imitation Game, Selma, and Theory of Everything, because God bless the Golden Globes, they only do the five. The Oscars and my group both do 10, which I think is a mistake. I think five is a much better number. It's much more competitive. There are obviously going to be some things that that don't go into the category, although, to be quite honest with you, the Golden Globes kind of cheats, if you will, in that they have five for drama and five for comedy, which, by my addition, ends up to be 10 as well. So, for example, Birdman, which is on a lot of people's top 10 list, they put in the comedy category. And as Michael Keaton said, if you want me to carry the banner of comedy, I'll do it. Which means, yeah, it's not exactly a comedy. All right, so Boyhood won. In New York, a number of African-American organizations they raised money so school kids could go see Selma. And it was so effective that it's now become a national campaign, which is appropriate. Is this Black History Month? It's Martin Luther King Month, at least. And I think it may be Black History Month. It's either this month or next. To go see Selma. And I would encourage you to go see Selma, and especially take your kids, because history is one of those things that can seem very dry if you're reading about it. And this really does bring civil rights movement and all it was. And it's a very balanced picture, I think. It doesn't, as a Southerner, I really object when all whites are viewed as devils and all blacks as saints. I think that they're human beings and good guys and bad guys on both sides of any question and any color divide. And I think this is a very good job of it. So, best performance by an actress was, this was a little bit, as far as I'm concerned, drama was Julianne Moore, which is, and she'll win across the board. I mean, there's some other really good performances, but it's Julianne's year. And the movie for which she's nominated, which opens this week, which I'll review for you on Thursday, called Still Alice. Best performance by an actor. This was a really tight category. This is probably the most competitive category. It's got Steve Carell in Foxcatcher, Benedict Cumberbatch in Imitation Game, Jake Gyllenhaal in Nightcrawler, David Oyelowo in Selma, and Eddie Redmayne. And Eddie won. It's certainly a challenging part in that he plays Stephen Hawking, as I'm sure you know, who has ALS. So, and he was quite charming in his acceptance. He just got married, and he said it was a great end to his honeymoon, even though his honeymoon was interrupted. Best motion picture, comedy, or musical. See what they did here. Birdman, Grand Budapest Hotel, Into the Woods, Pride, and St. Vincent. Pride and St. Vincent are both little movies that I think are wonderful and belong to get some recognition. I liked In the Woods. Not everybody did. Birdman won for Michael Keaton, but that Grand Budapest Hotel won for best motion picture, comedy or musical. Calling it a comedy is probably pushing it a little bit. Comedy or actress, comedy or musical for actress. Amy Adams won again for Big Eyes. Calling that a comedy is pushing it, folks. But they, you know, and so to a certain extent, not only did they have a category of 5 and 5 for best picture, but they have 5 and 5 for actor and actress and all the other categories. So, and they give a lot of people awards. Actor in comedy or musicals, I mentioned Michael Keaton. It was a charming speech. Another very tough category. And one of my favorite movies actually won for best animated, although I could have lived with any of these. Big Hero, Book of Life, Box Trolls, How to Train Your Dragon, and the Lego Movie, How to Train Your Dragon, actually won, which I thought was wonderful. I mean, I liked it partially because the soaring of the dragons, the flying, I mean, anything that has to do with flight and makes you feel like you're flying around, count me in. So I thought all of them were good. I could have been content with any of them, but they actually picked the one that I liked the best. So let's just do quickly best foreign. Was the one that I actually liked the best, the foreign movie that I liked the best, wasn't nominated here, which is called Wild Tales, and I encourage you to keep an eye out for it, and I'll keep an eye out for it for you as well to make sure that, that when it comes around, I'll make sure that you know about it. I think most people viewed Ida, which is actually spelled Ida, but Leviathan, the Russian one. There were a couple, let me just mention a couple more things that were very interesting. The whole issue about, that they had one of the women from the interview as a North Korean officer sort of made cameo appearances and said next year she's going to host. It's a joke. And the idea being that this was, one of the guy who was head of the Golden Globes really gave a lovely speech about freedom of speech. And there was a lot of recognition of the French terrorist attack and saying, you know, that people have to be able to express their opinions. As do you, as do I. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hey, sorry I'm running late. I had to stop and get my vitamins for the month.
I got mine in the mail yesterday from DiscountNutritionShop.com, so I'm here totally on time.
DiscountNutritionShop.com?
Yep, they're a lifesaver in more ways than one. They have all the nutritional supplements you need, the major brands you know. Plus, you can save up to 10%. Write down this number, 888-908-4548.
Huh?
888-908-4548, or just go to DiscountNutritionShop.com.
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order, or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the Freeze Dry Guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, I mean, let's admit it. How many of us watched the award shows for the clothes? Let's face it. And George Clooney got a Lifetime Achievement Award. Seems kind of young to have a Lifetime Achievement Award, but...
That seems a little early.
Yeah.
Give him one.
Yeah, and they gave it... and, you know, he just got married. It turns out he's 53.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he just got married, and... The comment that Tina Namey made is that his wife is a human rights lawyer and has been in Uganda and is one of three people on the United Nations something or other, and we're giving her husband the award for making movies. So he was very sweet at the end. He said that he'd looked his whole life to find someone to love, and he finally found someone that made all the difference in the world. And so it was actually a very sweet show. A lot of people thought it was one of the better award shows ever. So there you go. You can probably see it on YouTube or whatever. But it was a nice blend of silly and serious and some really impassioned kinds of statements about you know, that we can't be afraid, that, you know, that expressing an opinion can't be, we can't begin stifling one another because we're afraid of what somebody else will say. And it was in the midst of sort of drunken revelry, it was kind of an interesting take on the world, and people were very concerned about the French, so mm-hmm. That was good. Okay, on this day in history, which is National Clean Off Your Desk Day, seems like about a week too late, don't you think? But maybe not. And National Pharmacist Day, I suppose, take a pharmacist to lunch.
Yeah.
The first long distance radio message, which we were having a hard time with. Well, here's why. Here's how we bring everything together, right? In 1908, a long distance radio message was sent from the Eiffel Tower for the first time. It was just too damn far away. But we just united radio, our problems, history, the French. You know, I mean, it gets it all there in one sentence.
Yeah,
and it was too far away. I was facing Minneapolis, not Paris. My bad. That was my bad. In 1915, the Rocky Mountain National Park was formed. I didn't realize. You know, I guess I didn't realize it was that recent. I mean, that's literally 100 years ago.
Yeah, exactly 100.
Yeah, today.
Yeah.
I've been in Rocky Mountain National Park. The United States House of Representatives rejected a proposal to give women the right to vote. How charming is that?
Yeah.
100 years ago.
Wow.
Naughty, naughty, naughty House of Representatives. All right. Here, you probably already looked at this, but I'll ask people. Do you know what the original name of the Amos and Andy show was? You know because you looked at it.
Right.
Don't look. So don't look. Did you avert your eyes? Did you remember if you hadn't looked?
It was like Sam and something, wasn't it?
Close enough. Sam and Hendry.
Okay.
Sam and Hendry, yeah. I have no idea why they changed it. I mean, Amos and Andy does seem a little bit more marquee ready, but... 1932, Hattie Carraway became the first woman elected to the United States Senate, which is 17 years after they said women couldn't vote.
The irony in that, huh?
Oh, yeah, not good. 1942, World War II, FDR created the National War Labor Board.
Mm-hmm.
1966, this is a very political day. Lyndon Johnson stated the United States should stay in South Vietnam until communist aggression there ended. We'd still be there.
Yeah.
I think LBJ was really a... you saw Selma last night, right?
Yep.
Over the weekend?
Yep.
Didn't you think the portrayal of LBJ was fantastic?
Oh, I thought...
Tom Wilkinson?
I thought he did a great job.
You know, everybody in that cast was, with the exception of Oprah, were Brits.
Mm-hmm.
Which I thought, you know, and Tim Roth playing George Wallace, I thought they did a great job of it, though.
Yeah, I thought it was really well put together. I think they've got everybody playing in the right roles, and I thought it was just very good.
And the idea that they're going to raise money so school children can go see it, I think is terrific.
Yeah.
Really, because it's a living piece of history that's exceptionally well done. And it really doesn't take sides except to say, I'm not going to spoil the thing, the plot for you or anything else. All in the Family debuted on CBS. I wonder if, I'm not sure All in the Family would be allowed on television these days. Do you think so?
I never really watched a whole lot of it. I mean, I'm a little younger, but
I didn't really like it. I saw it mostly in reruns. But I mean, Archie Bunker was a bigot and was very ugly to women. I'm not sure Jackie Gleason, the Honeymooners, you know, him threatening to sock his wife all the time would make it on television these days.
Hmm.
I mean, to a certain extent, I think that's a sign of progress.
Mm-hmm.
Gulf War, an act of U.S. Congress authorized the use of military force to drive Iraq out of Kuwait in 1991.
Mm-hmm.
1998, 19 European nations agree to forbid human cloning. Huh. Human cloning. Yeah.
Hmm.
Remember the sheep?
Yeah, the clone
first
sheep.
The first thing that was ever cloned.
Mm-hmm.
2004, the world's largest ocean liner, the Queen Mary II, makes its maiden voyage. I've actually seen that ship. They had the QE2, the QE1, and Queen Mary II. I thought it was right near the Super Bowl. They had them all in New York at one point.
Okay.
And those ships are big. I mean, they're just, it's hard to get a sense of how really big they are.
Like Titanic big or not quite as
big?
Bigger
than Titanic, I think.
Okay.
I think all the ships. It turns out that what limited the size for a long, there were two things apparently that limited the size of ships. That there's a famous museum, I think it's in Stockholm, think that's where it is. I've been there. I just don't remember exactly where it was. Where the a man built a ship, and he died. A marine architect built a ship, and he died. And so his wife took over the launch of it, and it was supposed to be the largest ship ever done. And the bankers got a hold of her and said, you know, if we just make it a little bit bigger, we can carry that much more cargo, and it will be that much more profitable. And she was not, you know, she was the little wifey-poo who was trying to carry on her husband's legacy, and she agreed. The thing, in the Guinness Book of World Records, for the shortest trip ever, they launched it and it sank. It sank in the harbor. And the museum is built around the ship. And, of course, it's very well preserved because it sank after about 30 seconds and the water was very cold. And the idea being that, so part of what limited the size of the ship was the ratio of above the waterline and below the waterline. So it didn't tip over, which is exactly what this one did. The second thing was apparently something having to do with the gyroscope, and in the long run has to do with the same thing as making sure that the ship doesn't tilt. But apparently, about 15 years ago, they had a breakthrough. So that's when all the kind of super ships, instead of holding like 1,000 people, now hold 4,000 people because they could just increase the size.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's one of the reasons why, at one point, cruising was one of the most, the largest growth vacation industry, that I think in spas, because you could go on a cruise for less than $100 a night, including everything, including food and booze and transportation and whatever. And so it became very affordable from going from something that either, you know, you were in steerage like Leo, or that you had to be very wealthy to be on a ship. It became something that lots of people could do. So there we go. Yeah. There you go. In 2010, the Haitian earthquake killed an estimated 316,000 people.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is, I mean, that's...
I mean, it's just hard to think of that, you know, that many people. And it still hasn't completely recovered. Have you ever been to Haiti?
I have not, but I just think about that amount of people. I mean, you know, I live in Minneapolis, and there's, like, not even that many people in Minneapolis.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think Minneapolis is just under 300,000 people. I mean,
yeah.
It's, that's,
and wiped out the whole city. And most of them were, in fact, in Port-au-Prince.
Yeah.
And it was always one of the poorest countries in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And, it was a disaster, and that's only 5 years ago.
Yeah. Wow.
Amazing. You know, we talk about, you know, global warming and all that kind of stuff, but there have always been... Weather is... Do not mess with Mother Nature.
Yeah, I
so,
know.
Yeah.
Gosh.
So there's... So some good news. Let's see if we can find some good news here. Well, here's some really good news. There's a new study out that, and this comes out, I think, I swear to you, it comes out about every 3 or 4 months, that optimism is really good for your health. It turns out the more optimistic you are, the less chance you're going to have of heart disease by like a factor of 2.
Really?
That's an interesting thing if you think about it. If you're just kind of cheerful as opposed to grumpy,
mm-hmm.
that your chances of having heart disease go down by a factor of 2. That's pretty impressive.
Stupid and cheerful. It's like you always say, right?
Stupid and cheerful. Yeah. Emphasis on the cheerful. Let's see. What else we got? Head Start programs may help fight childhood obesity. Sure, you get kids up and around and not sitting in front of television and learning a little bit about nutrition. So, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That is the number, 855-993-7569. Lisa, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, how are you?
Very well.
I wanted to ask a question about, I have a family dynamic or a family situation here that I have two brothers. And one is in his late 30s, and the other one is in his late 40s.
Okay.
And I'm in the middle somewhere. But my younger brother is the overachiever. He drives fancy cars. He buys everything very big. He bought a huge house. He's in the finance industry, and he's very big in everything he does. And he's done well financially. My older brother suffers from being an underachiever. I mean, even though he's highly educated, he's still living with my mom. My mom is, you know, in her 70s, and he's like an underachiever. He can't seem to get himself together, and he can't seem to hold a job. And he has a lot of issues with anxiety. And so, but my question is, I want to know if I can somehow approach my younger brother to see if he can bear some financial responsibility for my older brother, because right now my older brother is completely financially dependent on my mother, and I'm very worried about the future because my mom just completely enables my older brother, and I feel that in some ways my younger brother should step up and come up with some plan as to how to take care of my older brother. Or maybe he should start putting money away for him, or I don't know if he, okay. You know, yeah. Let me ask you a couple questions.
I hear. Are you in any position to offer any financial support in the long run to your brother at all, to your older brother?
Not right now. I'm a stay-at-home mom, and I'm not working right now, and I would say no. I mean, unless I ask my husband, which my husband has his own, financial things with his own family. So I think it's
right.
Very unfair.
All right. I hear what you're saying, but let me tell you what's going to where's your dad in all this?
Oh, my father passed away.
Okay. What is your mom's financial situation?
Not great, but she's never asked for money from anybody.
Okay.
But I would say she takes care of her own stuff, and she's supporting my older brother. But, I mean,
it's
not a great financial situation.
Well, I think there are a couple questions. Has your brother ever held a job?
Yeah, but it's very brief. Something always happens where, something happens. I don't know. He quits it for one reason or other.
Is there any sense that your mother, does she own her own home?
Yes.
All right. Mike, all right. I think you're going to be in search of information, and let me tell you why I think your plan may not work terribly well. If you go to your younger brother and say, look, you need to help out on this, he's going to say it's not my problem, that he could get a job. Why is it my problem? And it's not a bad question, which is why I asked about your situation, because if you were in a position to say, when my youngest kid is in school, I'm willing to get a job and tithe 10% of whatever I make, I will put aside for Big Brother, because obviously at some point, you and I, as his next of kin, are very likely going to be supporting him. So it occurs to me that maybe we should start doing something now. But then it's we, and even though, and presumably 10% of whatever you were making is going to be significantly less than 10% of what your younger brother is making. So he would still be making, presumably, the major contribution, but it would still only be 10%. So that's plan two. Plan three is that your mother leaves your older brother, the house when she dies, so that he has that resource, he has a place to live, and that he could either sell it and use some of it or go on welfare, whatever. But it seems to me that we have a broader issue here, which is you're talking about a man who sounds like, at least physically, can be expected to be on this planet for another 40 or 50 years. And given the fact that he's well-educated, that he's not working for one of a limited number of reasons. Either there's some psychological issues going on there, which it sounds like very likely. But rather than just living with the psychological issues as opposed to treating them, you and your brother and your mom, and I think that's going to be at least the three of you plus your brother, need to sit down and say, look, before you hit your brother up for money, which he's very likely to be reluctant to do, of saying, why is it my problem? I've worked my whole life, and yes, I've done well. You could get a job and help support him as well, which you're not really prepared to do quite yet. That the four of you sit down and say, mom's not going to live forever. How are you going to live, brother? And begin to at least get perhaps a diagnosis, perhaps a treatment plan. Because even if your younger brother was willing to do that, which I think is a huge assumption, then it still doesn't take care of the issue is that your brother is really going to lead a relatively limited life, to say the least. Mom's not going to be there. It sounds like he doesn't have friends. He really doesn't go out. He doesn't have a job.
Right.
And so, I mean, it would seem...
But I tried to discuss this, and my mom says, oh, I don't want to talk about this.
Well, but it may be that...
And then also, I've mentioned therapy. I think my brother might be in therapy. I mean, I feel like he they just don't want to discuss it with me because they feel that I lecture them.
Well, okay.
I have mentioned to them that I want a plan. I want my brother in therapy. I want a plan. I mean, nobody seems to get where I'm coming from here.
Well, all right. I hear. But again, they're going to be resistant to you telling them what to do, which is their version of a lecture. So rather than take that approach, you might be better served to approach your brother directly, your older brother directly. I mean, look, if you're willing to talk with your younger brother about forking over some dough, maybe you can talk with your older brother about saying, look, I love you. What can I do to help here? You know, all of us are concerned, and I'm sure you are as well, that when mom dies, you're going to lose basically your best friend, your support, and God forbid she leaves the house to the three of us. You may not even have a place to live. What can we do to help you to sort of see if there's not a better way for you to have a happier life? And rather than telling them what to do, rather than saying the word therapy, of just saying, tell me what I can do to help. And most people, you very likely say, well, I don't know, or mind your own business. But if you seem to be truly caring and not lecturing, not telling what to do, but saying, you know, I worry about you. I love you. I don't want you to feel that you're bereft, because, you know, all of us are going to feel lost when mom goes, but you're the one who's going to be most affected by it. Why? Let's start having a plan for work for you, or if you can't work, to have some source of income for you, so you're not homeless or you're not on the street. You know, tell me what we can do. Mom's alive now. You're healthy. Let's figure out, you know, a plan. But rather than telling him what to do, I think you're going to have to ask. I'll tell you what, we're just up against the end of this hour, so let me put you on hold, and you and I can walk through a little bit more if you'd like to, if you can hang on for me, all right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.